Hello, this is Dr. Kenny Goldberg, Dictating and Endoscopy Report. On Nariva Noel, date of birth is 11/4/1976, date of procedure April 26, 2024. Physician is Dr. Yevgeny Goldsergio. Referring physician is Dr. Lucien Percival. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and colonoscopy with cold biopsy polypectomy and cold biopsies. Indication is FOPT positive stools. Description of procedure. Informed consent is obtained. Period. Possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of methanolation. Such as malignancy, we're all explained to the patient. Period. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with moderate anesthesia care. Period. While the breathing limits to gastrical positions, since the esophagus advanced in direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Period. Careful examination made of the duodenum, while the second portion of the duodenum, stomach to junction, esophagus. A retroflex view is obtained at the cardiac period. Air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position and visual rectum exam is normal. While the brigadier limbus video colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced in direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penisorifice or cecal valve and complex of the Folds period. The terminal limb was intubated in the value period. Careful examination made of the cecum and cecal valve and the small hepatic flexure, transitional and spinal flexure, descending and signal on the rectum. A retroflex view is obtained at the rectum. Period of retroflex view is obtained of the rectum. Sorry, delete the second repetition of that. Bowel preparation was good with the Boston Bowel Prep score 7, 2-3-2 period. The patient tried the procedure well without any complications, findings at upper endoscopy. Proximal metasophagus appeared unremarkable. Next line, the D-line was irregular with one tongue, a salmon called mucus extending proximally greater than 10 millimeters, C0 1.5. Biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants for the Seattle protocol for further evaluation and histology and to rule out Barrett's esophagus. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion period. Plan, sorry, at colonoscopy, next line. Boston Bowel Prep score is greater than 7, 2-3-2, good prep. The terminal limb, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. There was a diminutive hepatic flexure, sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were two diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There were two, there was one rectal sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Sorry, all of these should read cold biopsy polypectomy. So hepatic flexure, diminutive sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. Diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp times 2 removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. And rectal sessile polyp removed. That was diminutive in size removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Sorry for the confusion. Next line. There was irregular... rectal anal mucosa that was pale in appearance compared to the remainder of the mucosa. This was biopsied for histology and for further evaluation. Next time there was evidence of diverticulosis coli. Next time there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion with one that was prolapsed. Next line, plan, follow biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, consider hemorrhoidal banding. We'll discuss further in the office. Next line, given FOBT positive stools, if patient is found to be anemic, recommend PILCAM for further evaluation. Next line, follow up biopsy pathology of the irregular rectoanal mucosa. If biopsies are unremarkable, would recommend repeat Flexig for a re-biopsy if necessary. Next line, follow-up analysis previously scheduled. Thank you.